In New Bedford, I passed under the appellation of fugitive, which at once commanded the sympathy of that patriotic and generous people, and of whom it would seem unless that I should mention a single word after saying what perhaps most readers know, that this locality had always been considered the fugitive's Gibraltar, a truth which puts poetry and fiction to blush. As I had been there but a short while, when acting as without intervention of reason or deliberation, its good citizens gathered around me with charitable offerings and a protest of eternal hatred to slavery and all its alliances. George Tima, who escaped from Norfolk, Virginia on arriving to New Bedford.